Einstein, the man for your pets. We try to stumble, but we haven't yet. Your dog is barking, your cat missed the box. Your ferrets chewed up all your favorite socks. He sure knows how to get inside your pet's head.
If you love your dogs, love your cats, and want to find out why they do some of the things they do, jumping, humping, digging, scratching, not using the litter box, schlepping you down the block, not getting along with other animals, maybe doesn't like certain people, you get the idea. That's what we do here on The Pet Show and have been doing for well over 43 years, helping people resolve any issues that they may be having with their dog or cat's behavior and any issues their dog or cats may be having with their human behavior. So if you have a question or comment about your dog jumping, digging, scratching, your cat not using the litter box, or doesn't get along with the other cat, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, if your dog had a job, what would that job be? If your dog had a job, what would that job be? That's one of the questions. And I'm also tossing this out. You know, we all love our dogs. We all adore our cats and other animals we live with. And when they cross the Rainbow Bridge and they move on, there's a new study that says that the paranormal relationship when they move on, some people say they smell their dog or they smell their cat that passed away or they hear their cat, or I've even believed that sometimes I felt nails going across the floor. So I don't think it's so crazy. I remember when I was studying in Europe, and I've talked about this before, my background is Romanian. My grandmother grew up less than a mile and a half from Transylvania, that I believe in this kind of stuff. So do you believe that perhaps when our pets cross the Rainbow Bridge, somehow their light, their spirit, their whatever stays with us? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-725-8255. I got a few gifts to give away. I got some Lucy pet food to give away. I got some kitty lickies to give away. Maybe a copy or two of my book as well, and maybe a t-shirt. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Ann calling from Ocean View, Delaware. I've been holding on for about a week. Hi, Ann. Thank you for being so patient, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a good story to share.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Well, I have this little dachshund. She's going to be 5 in July. And she has her own little routine that she knows. So at 6:30 at night, I take her out for her final outing. And at 7 o'clock, she knows it's bedtime. And she goes, I clap my hands twice, say, go to bed. Her harness is off. She goes to her bed, and she waits for me to come in and cover her up. It's the best story ever.
It is, and they do that. You know, one of my dogs, Molly, and, you know, both of my dogs were rescued from very, very high kill shelter, and they're with me. Molly, my little one, of the brother and sister, both the same age. Molly's just one of those sensitive dogs. Come like maybe I'm a little late night than you, but maybe 10 o'clock at night, if I'm sitting around and I'm watching TV, Molly will all of a sudden start barking, and I say, "What are you barking about? You've been out, you've been fed. What are you barking about?" She looks at me and she starts trotting off to the bedroom. She wants to go to sleep, but she wants me to come in the bedroom so I can get into the bed with her. It's amazing. It's absolutely
they are amazing.
They are. They make us feel so much better, and they make life so much more worth living. So, have you had cats, dogs all your life, Ann?
No, not all my life. Since 1964, I've had dogs. I was working as a nurse, and one of my patients brought me a dachshund, and I've had 5 since. But you know, if she was a human, she'd be a teacher because she's so smart.
They are smart. And, you know, people have no idea. They look at dachshunds, oh, what a little dog. Dachshunds are like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog costume. They have no idea they're little. They will take on the world. They were badger hunters in Germany. They would take on the world. I love dachshunds, especially in the snow. When I lived back east, you would always tell if a dachshund went by because there'd be four paw prints and a stomach trail in the snow. They actually walked by. And great call, by the way. Keep listening to the show. I really do appreciate the phone call. And thank you for calling. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. We're going to get to you, Ashley. We're going to get to you, Dave, as well. But before we do that, let me just share this with you because it's something I've been talking about, and I might as well share it and see if anybody wants to respond. A new study says that if you have a pet that has crossed the Rainbow Bridge, having paranormal encounters with their ghost may help you deal with the grief. Physical experiences like hearing your dog's nails on the floor or seeing them or dreaming about them really can make a difference. A vast majority of people that were talked to said they absolutely felt that their pets were with them, bringing people comfort, reassurance, and a sense of protection. Now, the supernatural experience may serve as an important source of comfort and a way for the bereaved to engage with the loss. So I believe in this. I'm not, I'm hardcore, folks. It's very difficult to come. I should have been from Missouri. Show me. But my background, I having lived with the thousands of animals, you know, my dogs and cats and chickens and ducks and snakes and goats and horses, whatever. When they cross that Rainbow Bridge, they never really leave. Maybe they physically leave, but somehow, if you think hard enough, you visualize them, you can dream about them, you can smell them. Maybe it's just me, but a lot of people seem to agree with me. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. How about we shoot over to Dave in Tri-Cities, Washington State? Hey, Dave, welcome to the Pet Show. Dave, you with me?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
What can I do for you?
Oh, you helped me with my Jack Russell. He's a really, and you asked the question, what would he be if he was a human? He'd be an entertainer. you helped me with his ranging problem because I spent a lot of time outdoors and I didn't want him over a certain distance away from me. Well, the dog is obviously a rodent hunter or anything that climbs a tree. He's going to climb the tree to get after it, but that's all fine and good. A couple questions. Do you think I should cut his claws, first of all? But then he wouldn't be able to climb trees.
But there's another part to it. Do you hear, when he's walking on a hard surface, do you hear his nails?
No, he's usually running.
but it's an important thing for the trimming of the nails. I'm not as concerned about him climbing trees as much as the nails. Because sometimes if we don't keep the nails trimmed, it can develop into arthritis. Sometimes if the nails aren't trimmed properly, the dogs become obsessed with it and start licking constantly at one specific nail or a foot, and then they develop a sore. So it's really a good idea to keep those nails trimmed. Now, I know nobody I've yet to meet a dog that raises his paw and says, hey, please cut my nails. They're never thrilled about it because, holding their feet, and that's kind of a restraint for them. But, there are things you can do to get the dog used to it, massaging the feet and stuff like that. But, again, if you're asking me, should you keep the nails trimmed, the answer is absolutely yes. It's much better for long range with the dog. So don't be overly concerned. Go ahead.
And how about his shedding? Because right now, this time of year, he's shedding real bad.
Yeah. Let me do this. Normally I would send you the hugs and kisses for this. There's nothing better on the market than my hugs and kisses for shedding. But I know a lot of the places are out of it right now. For example, Amazon's out of it. So I can't send you any, but if you really want to make a dent in the shedding, go to walmart.com. And when you go to walmart.com, order the hugs and kisses supplement for your dog. I almost guarantee that within 3 or 4 weeks, you will notice the shedding down to a bare minimum. Why? Because it contains lecithin, which can make all the difference in the world, and biotin. So those two products together can make all the difference. So definitely you can get the hugs. I know they're available at Walmart. They're available for cats at Amazon, but they're out of the dog at Amazon. So I would definitely recommend you pick up the hugs and kisses. Normally I would send them to you, but I'm out of them at the office as well. So check check out the Hugs and Kisses at Walmart.com.
I will.
Dave,
I will.
Give that puppy a hug and a kiss and clip his nails, will you?
Yeah. Okay.
You have a great day. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah. 877-725-8255.
877-725-8255. The phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Ashley, you'll be up next. And then you'll be followed. We have Ann. And then we also have everyone's answering the question this week. And they're answering the question, but then they're asking me their own question as well. All right, let me do this. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about purring. And I'm going to answer all of your questions. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Listen, if you are literally owned by a cat, if your cats are letting you live with them, you know by now that they are in charge. I mean, I'm not making this up. Cats are in charge. Cats call the shots. Cats pretty much tell you when they want to eat, when they want to hang out, when they want to sleep, when they want to play, what they want to listen to on the radio, what they want to watch on TV. You know what I'm talking about. Cats know exactly what they want, and they go after it. And what cats are really asking for is kitty lickies. You heard the testimonies, but listen to me carefully. Kitty lickies, they're manufactured by Lucy Pet at their own factory. Lucy Pet are scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. You can either give your cat kitty lickies directly from the pouch. You can squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. And if you're one of those people that lives with a finicky cat, my heart goes out to you. But let me tell you, kitty lickies will get them over that finickiness, if that's a word. Kitty lickies, lickable mousse cat treats come in three feline favorite recipes. They're sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken, or chicken and duck. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. When you're there, you can check out the kitty lickies. You can check out the dry food and wet food for your dog. You can check out the dry food and wet food for your cat. You can check out, as I said, the kitty lickies are there, and hip-to-be-square treats and the dog food rolls. Just go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And when you're there, spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
That's
what I thought. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. A couple of things we tossed out there. Number one, do you ever think or feel the presence of a dog or cat that may have lived with you that crossed the Rainbow Bridge? I'd love to hear from you. And the other question of the day is, if your dog had a job, what would that job be? I can toss the same thing out to cats. If your cat had a job, what would that job be? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me get right to the phone lines here. Let me go to Ashley calling from Michigan. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Am I really on the show right now?
No, you know, you're not. You're not really on the show. It's just me and you. Go ahead, Ashley. What's up?
This is so cool. Actually, this is my first time being on a radio show, so I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. So the question was, if your dog was human, what job would he do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my dog, I rescued him like a year ago, and he's a year and 5 months old, and he is red-nosed pit and border collie, which is a great combination.
I was just going to say that. What a blended breed that is.
Yes. So the story that I have for this unique answer is, well, I'm not from Michigan. I'm from Arizona. That's actually where I'm originally from. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. So one day we went camping for like a few days over the weekend. And I woke up in the morning and I was startled because I heard like a hissing noise behind some bushes, and my dog started staring at something for like an hour, and I didn't know what it was. Well, he started barking and growling at it, and then next thing you know, there is a diamond rattlesnake right next to our tent, and it was a huge, huge rattlesnake, like a diamondback rattlesnake. Well, if my dog wouldn't have alerted me and woke me up, he probably, that snake probably would have either bit me, my dog, or I have two cats. My cats was with me, too. It was a family camping trip. Well, my dog saved my life.
Listen, there's no doubt, Ashley, there's no doubt in my mind. I live in Arizona now, in just not too far from Phoenix, and the hot weather's out there. And when the weather's hot outside, the snakes come out, and not just in Arizona, in California, wherever you are, and those snakes do come out. As a matter of fact, you got to really check, because they're looking to get out of the heat as well, especially when it gets to close to 100 degrees. At that point, it could actually kill them. So the bottom line is I've always judged and trusted my dog or my cat's instinctive behavior. But let me just, the fact that you brought up rattlesnakes, let me just stay on that subject for a second. If you're walking your dog or hiking with your dog in an area where snakes are known, stay on the trail. Keep your dog on a leash and a harness and stay on the trail. And if you come across a rattlesnake, just slowly back away. Don't run, slowly back away, because instinctively they will strike at movement like that. So slowly back away and walk away, and don't harm them, just walk the other direction backward. So yeah, it's a great story, and I've heard over and over and over again stories of how people's dogs, and in some cases their cats, have literally saved their lives instinctively. And so you're right on target, Ashley. What a great call, by the way.
Thank you. And the job that I think my dog would do for that subject is, I think he would be a great, if he was human, he would be a great, I would say, military dog, or he would be a great search and rescue.
Well, there you go. Search and rescue all the way. Ashley, great call, by the way. Listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to send you a T-shirt that says "None of My Friends Walk Upright" on its way to you. I appreciate that phone call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be speaking to Lee in Clarksville, Washington. I'm sorry, we're going to go to Ann in Delaware. Then we're going to go to Lee in Washington. Then we're going to go to Christine. Then we're going to go to Jenny in Ohio. We'll get to all your calls, or as many as possible. But a reminder, if I don't get to you, follow my YouTube channel. It's free. YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein. Eckstein. Subscribe. It's free. I share a lot of information. As a matter of fact, I spend an awful lot of time there answering listener questions at the same time. So check out YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein. I'm curious, though. I haven't got anyone answering the question so far, so I'm really curious in terms of whether or not it's me, or you believe that when our pets pass on, and it could be people too, but when our dogs and cats or whatever animals you have pass on or cross over that rainbow bridge, does a part of them, whether it be the light, the soul, whatever, does a part of them stay behind, and do you ever feel that part of them with you? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone's a gem, and I'll try to get to as many calls as I can. Just again, a reminder, I can't get to them all, so you can always check out some great great tips by going to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, or you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Warren Pet Talk. But right now, speaking about talking, I am going to shut up and go to Ann. Hey, Ann, welcome to The Pet Show. Hi, Ann. How are you today? Oh, Ann, are you not with me? Oh, God, Ann, you've been holding on forever. Where are you? Ann. Oh, Ann, I'm sorry. Give me a call back, Ann. We'll try to get to you. Let me go to the next one. If Ann's not there, we are shooting to Christine. Hi, Christine. Welcome to The Pet Show. Christine, what a voice you have.
Yeah, they heard me say hello, hi, and then they started.
You know what? But you're by yourself. You're sitting on the phone, waiting to talk to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think the dogs think you're talking to?
I don't know.
They think you're talking to them. There's no one else in the room. You're there by yourself. The dogs are in the room. There's no one there. They don't know from the telephone. They think you're talking to them. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I just have a quick story. We were talking about dog stories. I have a little Chihuahua that was a rescue. And she's been very sick since I rescued her. She's three years old in February. She has epilepsy, and she is on epileptic medicine every 8 hours.
She's taking what, phenobarbital?
I'm not exactly sure the
That's
name
okay.
of it.
That's okay. It's, That's okay.
Yeah, I give it to her every 8 hours, six in the morning, two in the afternoon, and 10 at night.
You guys
and
missed.
She knows when it is time for this medicine. If we're in the rec room and watching TV, it's in the morning at 6 o'clock, she jumps out of bed and runs to the kitchen. She knows it's time for her medicine. 2 o'clock, wherever she is, she runs in the kitchen and she sits right where the medicine is and waits for me to give her her medicine. This little dog knows. Talk about smart animals. She is extremely smart. Extremely.
Chihuahuas get a bad rap. They are incredibly, incredibly bright animals. You know what it is? They come into a house and they just automatically take over.
Well, she's the boss. I have a standard poodle was a rescue, and I have a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, and she's the boss.
I'm telling you, that's quite a combination, a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, a standard poodle, which, by the way, people are going to hate me for this, but the standard poodle, the big poodle, smartest of all dogs. I worked with them in Europe. Believe me, I know how smart they are. A Chihuahua, yes. A standard poodle, and a Chesapeake Bay, which is truly an American breed of dog. And if you don't know what a Chesapeake Bay Retriever is, they kind of look like a chocolate lob with curly hair. How's that? The best.
Yeah.
The best I can do, Christine.
Yeah.
What a great combination.
She's going on 12. My poodle's going on 11. And the little Chihuahua was just 3 in February, so I have a combination. You're exactly right.
And the Chihuahua is the boss. It's always the little guy that's the boss. They have a Napoleon complex. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's correct. She is the boss. And my Chesapeake, she's a female, and she just loves this little dog. This little dog crawls all over her.
God bless you. Hey, Christine, a great call, by the way. So let me do this. I'm going to move on. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you some Lucy pet food as well. And I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Hey, Jane, why is line 2 and line 4 both on? I'm confused. All right, but that's not unusual for me to be confused. The number, 877-725-8255. Is Anne back on in Delta? No, she's not there. Okay, so let's go to who is up next here. It's going to be Lee in Washington State. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I could not be better. What can I do for you?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
My joy. What's up?
My story is about my first dog. He was a purebred yellow Labrador, weighed 140 pounds. And he was pretty much just wild and crazy. His job, if he was a human, he would have been an excavator during the week and a hunter and a guide on weekends.
Oh, gosh.
And he was, he was a great hunter and a great protector and a little hard to manage. When I knew I wanted a yellow Labrador, where I live, there's not around, had to go 100 miles to Spokane to get him as a puppy. Got it all set up. After he was born, they said, yeah, and I said, I want the largest male, and blah, blah, blah. So I get a phone call four weeks after his birth, and they said, if you don't take this dog, if you want this dog, you got to take him now. So I went to Spokane and got this puppy that for 4 weeks old was pretty good size. And he just took over from birth.
So, Lee, let me just stop you for a second and ask you a question, okay? So how long ago did he cross the Rainbow Bridge? Many years ago?
I got him in the mid-70s, so it's been a while. And, yes, I have felt him with me a lot after he was gone.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you ever feel his presence or just being aware that he's still around you some way, somehow?
Oh, yeah. After he was gone, every once in a while, I would bump into him. I mean, I would bump into him. It was the weirdest thing. I knew it was him. And, and he always slept either, believe this, on or next to me. And sometimes it was like he was still there.
Yeah, no, listen, you're talking to the right person. A lot of people probably listening right now saying, listen, you're all nuts, but the bottom line, maybe we are, but the bottom line is, I think that, you know, I said this earlier, I'm not the most spiritual person in the world. However, I believe that when we cross the rainbow bridge, or our pets cross the rainbow bridge, that the body may cross, but somehow the light, the spirit, the part of them is always with us. There are times, and I do a lot of driving, or did a lot of driving between Los Angeles and Arizona, especially like late at night in the dark. And there were times I would just look over to my right. I was in a car bomb. I'd look over to my right, and I might see one of my dogs, or one of my cats, or even one of my chickens. So somehow they, I don't know whether it's our mind, but they never leave us. They're always with us. What a great call, by the way, Lee.
You're feeling is animals have souls too. That's what you're feeling is their soul.
No doubt. No doubt in my mind. Great call, by the way, Lee. Thank you so much. You keep listening in Clarksville. Last train to Clarksville in Washington. I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, I believe we have Jenny in Ohio. We have, I don't know if Judy's with us, also from Ohio, or Christine in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls, or as many as we can, 877-725-8255. Let me just reiterate this again. I know most people are now on computers or have their phones. I can't possibly answer as many questions as I want on the air. We run out of time every week. But on my YouTube channel, which is free to subscribe to, I do these segments called shorts. These are like one-minute tips, boom, boom, boom. Some videos there are much longer, but I also answer listener questions as well. Now, obviously, a lot of listeners send me questions, and I can't answer all of them, but I try to answer at least a few every week, and they're answered in a video form on my YouTube channel as well. So please check out youtube.com/WarrenEckstein. You'll get a lot of information there during the week when we can't chat on the radio. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, what else can I tell you about Hugs and Kisses supplement, the one with my name on it? I've been talking to you about Hugs and Kisses now for, what, over 30 years, and about 4 or 5 years ago, we made some changes. What changes did we make? It has glucosamine and chondroitin for hips and joints and bones, prebiotics and probiotics for the best gut health your dogs can possibly have. That's all part of it. We also made sure that Hugs and Kisses had lecithin and biotin to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin and bare spots, and just the right balance of antioxidants. So now you want to know where you can get the Hugs and Kisses. Well, normally, Hugs and Kisses for dogs and cats are available at Amazon.com. Well, your cat Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon. I think they might be out of dog, which should be coming back in the next couple of weeks. So you can check out Amazon.com for the cat Hugs and Kisses, and the dog Hugs and Kisses should be back in a couple of weeks. But if you don't want to wait for the dogs, you can go right now to Walmart.com, and get the Hugs and Kisses for your dogs there as well. So don't wait. Pick up Hugs and Kisses for your dogs and cats. And if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, if you order any of the Nature Vet products at my website, thepetshow.com, we're having a BOGO sale. First time and only time, just till they run out. If you go to thepetshow.com and you go to the store, you buy more than one, you buy two items manufactured by Nature Vet on my website, you'll buy one, you'll get one free. Check it out today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Litter Box Boogie across the floor.
Litter Box Boogie. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. You know, most of my listeners have adopted or rescued their pets, so let me just share this carefully with you. Be predictable. Set up a daily feeding, playtime, and grooming routine to give the dog or the cat a sense of security. Continuity may help reduce anxiety and actually encourage your pet to feel more comfortable in the new environment. Be predictable. Try to keep things on a regular schedule. It can make all the difference. Hey, Jenny in Madison, Ohio, welcome to The Pet Show.
Thank you. We love your show. We love it.
Thank you. I want to make sure I don't run out of time, so I'm gonna kind of paraphrase what your question is. You have a 5 golden retrievers, and you need advice on trimming their nails. You already have a Dremel, and you have clippers. So here's the situation. I have yet to find a dog that walks up to its guardian and says, "Hey, clip my nails, please." They don't like it. It's uncomfortable for them. We're holding their feet. So sometimes what I had to do, especially with a lot of the rescue dogs I've taken in, is what I would do is I would massage their feet on a regular basis. But while I was massaging their feet, I would have the nail clipper in my hand, not using it. Then after a couple of days of that, what I would do is use the nail clipper, but not clipping the nails. Do fake clipping, making believe I'm clipping one nail and then putting it away and giving them a lot of positive attention. So little by little, they're never going to like it, but you can get them to at least accept having their nails clipped. A lot of people use the Dremel, and the Dremel's fine. The only problem I've had with the Dremel is that it's pretty noisy, and that noise sometimes freaks out the dog. So there are other thing Dremel type instruments on the market now that can really that are a lot quieter. But in terms of clipping, we often want to get it done, so we try to clip all the nails at the same time, and sometimes that's a little too much. So what I've done with dogs I've rescued, after I've got them used to it, I clip one nail, and that's enough for today. Another 2 days, I clip another nail, and maybe 3 days later, I clip another two nails, and always make a big fuss, but never make a big deal over the clipping, because that just reinforces their anxiety at that point. No dog's ever going to say, I love it, but at least you can get to the point where they tolerate it, Jenny.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll try that.
Why do you have 5 golden retrievers? Help me out here.
They all came from a bad environment.
God bless you for doing that. Have you always been the type of person that rescued dogs?
Well, I think this is about our 12th golden.
God bless you.
So, and then that would answer also too. Yes, I have photos of all the ones that have passed. So there's and I also have a paw wash, and I have photos of all the dogs that we've had, so I can keep their memory.
Gosh, what a heart. What a heart. Mm-hmm. What a heart you have. It's unbelievable. You know what? Jenny, because you're such an incredible person, I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your 5 golden retrievers. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. Make the change gradually, but that prebiotic, probiotic formula really will make a difference. So some Lucy pet food on its way, and I do appreciate that phone call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Speaking about Lucy pet food, why do I support? Well, you just heard me give some away. Why do I support? Why am I an endorsee of Lucy pet food? It's what I feed my own pets. Listen, here's the bottom line. Lucy pet food is manufactured in their own plant. They have their own laboratory. Their CEO, Joey Herrick's a good friend. Anybody out there know who the CEO of whatever food you're feeding your? Do you know where it's made? Do you know how many different products are made in that manufacturing plant? Well, Lucy Pet Food makes their own product, their own plant with their own laboratory. Here's a listen to what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs. Looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy pet food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
Make sure you don't run out of Lucy pet food. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You get the Lucy dry food, wet food for your dog, dry food, wet food for your cat. Kitty lickies are available there. Hip to be square treats, the dog food rolls. Just go to lucypetproducts.com. And when you're there, spend just $35 and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We are, I don't know whether to take a call or not. We're just about out of time. We got a minute and a half left. So I'm not going to be able to take another call. So Christine, Judy, give me a call next week. I'd love to chat with you guys. Just a reminder that very often I don't get to share a lot of the topics that I'm talking about here because your questions are always my priority when I'm on the air with you guys. Just a reminder, a couple of things I want to promote. Number one is, again, I'm stressing the YouTube channel. Listen, it's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Doesn't do anything for me other than I want you guys to get this information. So go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. When you're there, subscribe. As I said, it's free. And I do share a lot of information there, not just, the one-minute tips and not just the longer videos, but there's some, a lot of you remember me from Regis and Kathy Lee for 15 years, the Today Show for 15 years, the Our Magazine and the Mickey Mouse Club. There's some great videos, even the Merv Griffith Show, going back way, way back. So anyway, check out youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. I think you'll enjoy some of the videos there and get some information at the same time. You can always go to my website to listen to archive shows, although you can listen to archive shows at YouTube as well. But if you want to go to my website, thepetshow.com, there's archive shows there as well. One of the reasons I continually do this show is because you people, my listeners out there, really make this show, you're part of the show. Your love, your concern, and your humaneness towards animals goes a long, long way. And keeping me on the air now, we're almost 44 years talking to you about helping your pets and how your pets help you. So until next week, you all know how I feel. Give all your pets a big hug and a kiss for you, one right between the ears for me. I'm Warren X. Dunn, and thank you again for listening to The Pet Show.